Elaine Willis, 2189 Summerwood Lane, a neighboring municipality. Could I trouble the clerk to read the new amended motion on the pesticide ban?
Starting
I didn't
it.
Quite catch all of it.
Fair enough. Starting at, therefore be it resolved?
Yes. So the original notice of motion had these two clauses. The final approved notice of motion clauses are that the first therefore be resolved is struck and removed. And the final text is therefore be it resolved that council direct the sustainability and environmental advisory committee to make recommendations to council on the implementation of a ban on the use of cosmetic pesticides and report back by June 30th.
Okay, thank you very much. And my understanding is that that was passed unanimously, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, and I'm not allowed to do this, but congratulations.
Oh, Councillor Reid said you could do that.
Oh, well, if she said, then double congratulations.
Yeah, that's International Day of Women's Day. So.
My name is Jack Trumley. I'm at 2314 Sumter Drive. Congratulations, Councillor Robinson, on making a clear argument. I couldn't be more clear than that, but apparently not. My question is, you were talking about this expert panel through the Environmental Committee. Who are the experts you're talking about? Because my question is it a committee that's coming together just for this particular purpose and become disbanded? Because there will be other issues that come up in the Environmental Committee that is not about cosmetic pesticides. Those people on this so-called expert are no longer experts in other issues. So who makes the decision, and who are these experts we're talking about?
No, we're certainly not assembling a committee of experts on cosmetic pesticides, narrowly defined as that.
But it sounds like we have some professionals that have to go on this, Mrs. Committee.
Mr. Clerk.
Council, at its last meeting, I'd have to check the minutes here, approved the creation of a Sustainability and Environmental Advisory Committee. The terms of reference for that committee was included in that staff report. It is available, and I'd be happy to share it with you. His worship is correct. It's not a panel of experts on one specific issue. It's a broad range of environmental perspectives.
I understand, but yeah. It was brought up in this council that they wanted to hear from a group of professionals on the committee. That's what I heard from Councillor Reid.
I think the committee has some staff representation, and if they choose to seek the input of experts particular to that particular instance, they would have that right to do so, and there's other ways that they could proceed rather
they're
than...
They're not on the committee. They're not on the committee? Is that what we're hearing?
Sorry.
The committee hasn't been struck yet. The membership is not.
The committee will be struck of persons who are expert in environmental issues. They may ask for specific expertise that isn't on the committee through staff, and staff have the capacity to be able to draw such expertise in to brief the committee and assist the committee in making its recommendations to council.
That's right. They recruit their process for that committee.
Mr. Suzak.
I understand. So the committee of
Mr. Suzak.
Putting some common sense together, I guess. Is that what we're saying?
Yes.
Good. I hope to hear that provide common sense to this council, because I quite frankly, when Councillor Robbins said was quite clear, I don't really understand where the problem is. And in the last election, we were there, all your platforms were the safety was a top priority in all your election platforms 3 years ago. This is a safety issue. I can't understand why you haven't missed it. You've missed this completely. I don't get it. It's common sense, but if the committee can come through, what you're saying is of common sense, then I hope they can bring common sense to this council. I really do. Thank you.
Are there any other questions?
Hi, yeah, Lisa Rogers. It's 3085 Primrose Lane. I guess to echo Jack's question, with the committee coming up, I was once on the Environmental Committee and it was canceled, and I'm happy to hear that it's regrouping. I guess my question is, since you've had advice about cosmetic pesticides from the Canadian Cancer Society, Wildlife Rescue, I know a number of environmentalists in the community, I just wonder how much more professional advice you actually need on this. So I don't really understand the delay in again, referring it back to people that probably are people who've already commented on this issue. So it just seems like a delay process. I'm certain it is, but maybe I could get an answer as to why this is being delayed.
Well, I think every member of council that supported the amendment, and myself included, explained why they felt that having set up an advisory committee, it might be appropriate to seek their advice on the first and most significant environmental initiative that council's been presented with since we made the decision to set it up again. Mm. And so I don't know if any members of council want to add to that. I don't know it's fair that to ask staff to
I guess it's just confusing because I know that the Canadian Cancer Society has approached every individual on talking about this issue, and not everybody agreed to talk to them. And I think that they're pretty expert on the issue, so it's a bit. It just seems like a major delay. But thanks. I just want.
Thank you for the question.
Maggie Moss, 1550 Tanglewood Lane, Coquitlam. I just had a question. On this so-called expert panel, and I agree with Jane Thompson exactly what her comments were, but is Mr. Wim van der Zaam going to be on this panel? Just out of interest. Ms. Reamer, perhaps you might answer that.
I'm sorry, I haven't seen any applications.
Mr. Clerk.
The application period, we've not reviewed all of the applications at this. No one has been appointed to the committee at this time.
Well, I do hope that these people are professionals because you have heard from just about everybody, even the World Health Organization, the International Committee on Cancer. Everybody is saying that we should go with a precautionary principle. We can't perhaps prove 100% that these cause cancer, but we should go with a precautionary principle. And we are one of the last holdouts in BC. And Mayor Stewart, you yourself said that this is a problem and you believe that it could cause health problems
to
people in your neighborhood. Well, then it's your responsibility to look at the community charter and help us here.
I worry about many medical procedures that I think are unsafe. I don't think I have a mandate to manage every element of our society, but I do think that every member of council here said the same thing. The question isn't whether these pesticides are safe. No one is arguing, almost no one here is arguing that these pesticides are safe. There's questions as to how to implement this, and that seemed to be the only argument I heard tonight. I'm pleased with that. I think there's a consensus that we have to move forward.
I don't understand it, sir.
I understand that.
Councillor Sikora shook my hand last year at the Environmental Awards Committee, and he said that as long as you bring in a phase-in period, and as long as there's a good education component, I will support this. He shook my hand. I don't understand what's going on here. But the Environment Committee, you've had stuff back from all over the... I mean, we have information from all over the world, including the best scientists all over the world, yet you're looking at a committee here, and you have a couple of councillors who suddenly seem to know everything about cancer.
Maggie, my deep apologies for doing this because you'll accuse me of being rude, but I've given you like four questions out of the one you're allowed to have, and you've now suggested that there are council members who think they know everything when those council members are the ones that are suggesting they need to get the advice of a technical committee, an advisory committee that we've just created because you and many people that you know were calling for the establishment of an advisory committee on the environment. I'm having difficulty thinking that that's us thinking we know it all about the cosmetic pesticides, but I do think each member of council has already said they don't like cosmetic pesticides, and they're going to refer this to an environment committee to see how we can ban them.
Well, I'm very interested to see who is going to be on this technical advisory committee, because I want to see the very best.
I haven't seen any element whatsoever of the applicants.
Well, I will be keeping a very close eye on it to see who...
Actually, I'm not keeping a very close eye on it, because I haven't seen any of the applications, and I don't think any members of council have. This is not meant to be a political body. This is meant to be an independent
expert
advisory.
That's
that was council's instruction.
Let's hope that is the
Thank
case.
You very much for your
Thank
question.
You.